agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. NAS reports as of May 4th, 27% of the corn crop is in the ground, compared with 10% last week, 45% a year ago, and the five-year rolling average of 59%. For soybeans, 5% is planted, compared with 2% last week, 8% last year, and the five-year rolling average of 14%. 47% of the winter wheat crop is rated good to excellent, compared with 46% a week ago. Slaughter hog prices in the Midwest today are expected to range from steady to $1 per hundredweight higher on good buying interest. Terminals are called steady to $1 higher with top prices from $46 to $53. Peoria called steady to $1 higher today with a top price of $46. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, May 5th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,671. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $67 to $75.34. The weighted average was $71.14, a gain of 86 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.60 to $58.17. The weighted average was $54.97. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 26,605. The base price range was $65 to $77.27. The weighted average, $74.91, a gain of $1.76 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.50 to $60. The weighted average, $58.24. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, as I reported, corn planting significantly behind. And as I was listening to the radio with Dan earlier this morning, more rain on the way?
Dave, more rain on the way in the short term and more rain on the way in the medium range forecast as well. We will have intervals of dry weather. Not sure if there's going to be enough dry time in between storms to get back into the fields in many areas, but aggressive planting will come to an end today across the Midwest as widespread showers and thunderstorms start to spread across the region. Rainfall today will be greatest through Kansas into western Illinois and then through Thursday into northern Ohio, where some flooding will likely occur. Additional rain looks to occur this weekend in many areas, and although the rain will be light, most lower Midwestern locations will not dry out enough for planting to resume before the next significant rain event arrives, and that's about a week from today. A significant period of warm, dry weather will need to occur beyond the middle of May to get crops planted in time to protect yield potentials across the area. And no well-developed surface high-pressure center is advertised during the second week of the forecast, and that keeps the risk of frosts and freezes low. However, it does suggest a chance for precipitation to come in, and if a surface high does develop and the air mass remains as cool as suggested by the potential in the computer range forecast, frost will develop, and that situation will be closely monitored or need to be closely monitored in the upcoming week. As far as the Delta in the southeast, planting delays through the weekend will be most significant from the northern Delta in through northern Georgia. Areas to the south of the region will see some planting delays, but looks to be mostly minor as the heaviest precipitation is expected to stay north of the Delta region. A strong storm system will bring widespread significant rain to the Delta and the southeastern states for the middle of the month, causing several days of planting delay in poorly drained fields. In other areas of the U.S. in the west, widely scattered showers are affecting the northern Rockies and in the southwest, and the northwest generally cold conditions since mid-March, and they are experiencing a final day of a brief warm spell. For the plains, showers and thunderstorms heaviest in parts of Oklahoma and Texas developing. Nation's midsection remains a region of moisture contrast with wet conditions mostly confined to east, central, and southern areas in the plains. And it does look like conditions for the 6 to 10 day outlook for the May 11th through 15th time period calls for near to below normal temperatures nationwide, except for warmer than normal conditions in southern Texas. Cold weather will be most likely in the lower Great Lakes region, while near to above normal precipitation falls in the Pacific Northwest and from the Mississippi River eastward with drier than normal conditions from California into the plains. Brazil, minimal amounts of rain are expected in the grain, oilseed, and cotton areas over the next week to 10 days. Any showers that do occur in the coming week will be too brief and light to have much impact on crop or field conditions, and late-season harvest progress will advance favorably for Brazil. In Argentina, no precipitation reported yesterday and little expected for the next full week. Fine working conditions will prevail across Argentina during the coming week. Rain next week will only temporarily set back harvest progress. And in Australia, very little rain is expected in the major grain and oilseed producing areas over the next week to 10 days. Net drying will lead to slower field work and delays in planting of wheat, canola, and barley. Rain prospects will improve after May 15th, but confidence in how much rain will fall remains very low. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 897 and three quarters, down a quarter last trade, down a quarter. July, 853 and three quarters, down two and a quarter last trade, up one. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade, 789, down three and a half last trade, down a quarter. July, 805, down a half last trade, down a half. December, 840, up a quarter, last trade down one and three quarters. May corn, 586 and a half, up four and a half, last trade up two and three quarters. July, 597 and a half, up three and a half, last trade up three. December, 616, up three and a quarter, last trade up two and three quarters. Take it out to July of 2009, 639 unchanged, last trade up one and a quarter. May beans, 1272, down one, last trade up 11 and three quarters. July, 1288 and a quarter, up two and a quarter, last trade up 12. November, 1216, up a half, last trade up 11 and a half. July soybean meal, 331.90, up 90, last trade up 350. July soybean oil, 57.50, up 13, last trade up 48. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
You have the five top corn-producing states, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska, as of May 4th, 24.2% planted, compared with 45.8 a year ago. The 61% for the five-year rolling average. You got crude oil making new contract highs. You got some favorable weather if you're a corn bull, and yet corn isn't doing a heck of a lot at the moment.
Yeah, it's scary. I don't understand that. I mean, the top five states with very little planted. One of the reasons they said was, oh, we got a lot planted on Sunday and Monday. Well, I thought the report was supposed to be through Sunday. We're way behind on planting, and we've got good rains coming some places today, some places Wednesday. Most of the Midwest is supposed to get big rains on Thursday. Most of it, a half inch to inch and a half, but some of it right through the middle from Missouri up to Chicago on a line, 2 to 4 inches. So it seems to me like corn ought to be really up a lot, and it's not. We were up 1 to 3 last night. I thought after that report we might gain more than we lost yesterday. And the loss yesterday was kind of surprising, down 15 to 20 in corn yesterday, right in the midst of not having anything or not having normal amount planted.
And then intuitively, if corn is behind, you would think soybeans also behind because it's later before you start the beans, and yet,
well,
and yet beans are up 11.
Yeah, beans were up 11 to 12, and again, why? Part of that's they're worried about the strike in Argentina coming back, and so countries will come and get beans from us to tighten supply, but the report on Friday, supply and demand report, is expected to make larger the carryout on beans by quite a bit, and to tighten carryout on corn, which would mean higher corn, lower beans. So it really hasn't made much sense the last couple days.
The Friday reports a bunch of factors that we'll be looking at: yield, old crop carry out, new crop carry in. I mean, there's a lot on the plate. Exports, is the crush slowed for ethanol or not? There's just a lot of uncertainty about what's going on.
And you do know that ethanol is the root of all evil now. I just don't understand how all of these outfits can say ethanol is the cause of all of it when ethanol is maybe 1% to 2% out of a dollar. Most of it is straight energy, crude oil, and the energy it takes to do all the things. And ethanol is getting blamed for all of it, and it's just ridiculous.
All right, let's go ahead and get your grain calls for the morning, please.
We have corn up 2 to 4, beans up 8 to 12, and wheat up 2 to down 2.
And over at CME Livestock, what do you see?
We have hogs down 10 to 30. We're looking to buy breaks in hogs, and we have cattle mixed.
What is your upside potential in the hog market, do you believe?
Oh, we've got another $2 to $3, I think, in the hogs.
All right, Pete, you have a great day, and keep an eye on that weather gauge, would you?
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, he is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We are on the web for you 24/7 at WILLAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.